Hello there, you're listening to Audacity, the Authentic Entrepreneur Podcast, especially for female founders. I'm your host, Claire Akers. In this space, you'll hear me talk about anything and everything you need to build an authentic and aligned business that's capable of changing the world. I'm a mum of three, entrepreneur and founder of two businesses so far, and an authenticity coach since 2007. Most importantly, I'm a cheerleader for those of you who have been brave and audacious enough to risk it all, follow your heart and build a business. So welcome to the Audacity Podcast. I'm so glad you're here and let's dive in to the episode. This is called The Origin Story Paradigm and Lessons from the Mountain. So if you are in need of a bit of inspiration today, then this is one for you. If you would like to be braver in your business or in your career, then this one is for you. And if you are sick of going round and round in circles and working your backside off, and wondering when it gets to be easy, wondering whether this is it, wondering whether you have been a bit of a naive fool to try and shoot for the stars, this one is definitely for you. So I have just landed. I have just come back from leading and running the Rewilding Retreat in the Lake District with the most incredible group of women. All of them have both experienced and then been able to bust through their origin story paradigm. And I'll explain what this is in a moment. And I want to capture it for you while it is still fresh, because there is a lesson in there for you as well. So enjoy the conversation and please don't forget to give me a follow so you never miss an episode. And let me know what you think of this one as well. Okay. So let me set the scene for you. The Rewilding Retreat. Now, this is the very first and biggest and most audacious vision that I've had for my business. I've always set up my business with the intention of running retreats in the Lake District, and I expected that I would have to move there, relocate there in order to make this happen. But I had this idea, I had this vision, I had this dream, and I've just gone and hired a place. And this is the second Rewilding retreat that I have run, and it is absolutely phenomenal. So the vision of the Rewilding, what makes it different to other retreats out there, is that it is all about reconnecting, or maybe even discovering, who you are at your core through connection with the absolute beauty and majesty of the Lake District. And it's this whole idea of reconnecting with who you are at your core before the world told you who to be, before all those layers and layers of stuff and experience and expectation and the opinions and attitudes of other people were heaped upon you and you started to tone down, you started to compromise, you started to settle for what you thought was available to you. So that's the first thing. It's about reconnecting. It's about refinding that fire that you have at your core. And my vision has always been to create a bubble. All the women that come on my retreats are senior, well-established, kicking ass in their careers. You wouldn't have a clue that they would want to or need to reconnect with all this stuff. But it's been really, really important to me for the women who come on my retreats to be able to lay everything at the door. Everything is taken care of and they can just be and remember who they are. So it's all about having this bubble where they feel safe to share vulnerably, to be really, really brave and to kind of just stop all the expectations and the pressure that they put themselves to be brilliant and just reconnect with all that thing. I keep using that word, but it's true. And the way that we do that is by getting up and close and personal with nature. So, for example, of the few of activities we did were forest bathing. walking through the most gorgeous lichen filled, moss filled, water glistening on all the leaves forest, and just forest bathing, and just experiencing nature through walking through that forest and tuning in to the wisdom of the trees. Another activity was having dawn up a mountain. So yeah, absolutely. I dragged these women up a mountain, up the nearest fell, and yes, it was a Wainwright, in time to see the sun come up over the mountain and just illuminate the whole of Lake Ullswater with the most beautiful illuminating light. That was really, really special. Another one, wild swimming, getting in that cold water, getting in that lake when, yes, there was ice in the middle of it, and getting in a freezing cold mountain waterfall infinity pool when actually nobody really wanted to get in because they were a bit cold already. So really, really taking these women out of their comfort zone. Along alongside that was luxury. As an introvert, it is so, so important to me for these women to have their own space. And I got invited on a retreat recently, and it would have been a sharing situation. And I'm sure there are many, many people who that would have been perfect for, but I just knew it wasn't for me. And I wanted to make sure that these women, you know, they're sharing their lives with husbands, partners, kids, dogs. I wanted them to have a gorgeous double bedroom all to themselves with their own private ensuite. Space to percolate and integrate and just chill out. So having that luxury was really, really important. We had a private chef who created a menu for us. The food was absolutely glorious. Big shout out to Caroline at Haley's Yard. Would thoroughly recommend her prepared menus. They were nurturing and nourishing. And it was really, really special to have your food prepared for you. And we had a hot tub under the stars as well, you know, being able to come back from a hike on the fells and just strip off and get into that hot tub and just watch the beautiful, beautiful vista. I can't describe it, but it was just amazing. It was so luxurious to have that opportunity. And they had coaching from me as well. So we did some group sessions, we did some journaling, and there was the opportunity to have one-on-one time with me as well. I have also been training to become a shamanic practitioner, and I was able to lead the group on a journey to meet their wise woman selves, which was something that I was incredibly nervous about. But in practice, it just went better than I could have hoped for. And I kept the group small and special intentionally. You know, I wanted to make sure that everybody had my attention. I wanted to make sure that everybody had the experience that they'd signed up for. And we could have had some more. We absolutely could have had more, but I kept it small intentionally. So that is the scene. The reality of taking this group on the rewilding was so much more special than I could have dreamed of. It was absolutely incredible. And the way that I describe that is that we co-created it. And I use this phrase throughout our time together. And for me, co-creation was I had some idea of some landmark pieces, but was flexible on how those occurred, depending on the weather and the energy of the group. And I also wanted to make sure that people were going to be helping me tidy up. You know, I didn't want to spend the whole time picking up everyone's coffee cups. But that idea of co-creation, it absolutely took on a life and an energy of its own and made it even more special than I could have hoped for. So, for example, one of the ladies ended up leading a meditation for us up the mountain, which was fantastic for me to be able to be a participant in that. And everybody took the idea and ran with it. And it was really, really special. Somebody else had the idea of lighting a fire in the fire pit outside because we had a full moon, lighting a fire, doing a mini full moon ritual, and then dancing and capering around that fire in our pajamas. Now, I had no idea that any of that was going to happen, but it was just the most brilliant, wonderful experience. So how was that able to happen. You know, how did we create such a bond, such a safe space, such a bubble in such a short space of time? Well, it is because my experience and my expertise is in transmuting that origin story paradigm, that origin story paradigm. So what is the origin story paradigm? Well, this is really important. You can only achieve that which you believe you are capable of. I'll say that again because it's important. You can only achieve what it is that you believe you are capable of. And so your current reality, the results that you are currently experiencing, equals your authentic core minus your origin story paradigm. Let me break that down a little bit further. So at your authentic core, this is the essence of who you truly are. And that is somebody who is wondrous, joyous, brilliant, curious, playful, all the things. But along the way, something happened to you between the ages of 5 and 7 to activate your origin story paradigm. And this is your unconscious lens that shapes your worldview and determines your reality. And until you alchemize that origin story paradigm, you are going to be stuck in those old patterns, those old loops of behavior. You're going to be experiencing the same frustrations and the same results. Now, for these women on the retreat, their origin story paradigm was showing up in their worries and their anxieties. So even before we left, it was stuff like, I'm not sure I'm there. I'm going to be able to eat that. Can you explain to me what the catering is? Or I'm not sure I can leave the kids for that long. I'm not sure I can handle the guilt of doing that. Or even, I can't spend that money on me going on retreat. You know, there's just something in me that can't cope with investing in myself. It's really, really stretchy. And then when we were on retreat, it showed up as stuff like, I can't make it up that hill. I'm going to be letting the group down. Or I can't share that. I can't tell them that thing about me. They're going to think that I am bonkers. Stuff like, what are they going to think of me? Or I'm going to be the only one who freaks out and can't make it up that lake. So won't make it into the lake, or won't cope with the cold water, or that inner voice, that little voice. However, the wonderful and unique thing about being on retreat is that you can bust through the origin story paradigm really, really quickly. It's a slightly artificial situation to start off with, but what it does is create those bonds in that environment, that safe space, in order to bust through the origin story paradigm really quickly. And being taken so far outside your comfort zone, you know, in a very loving, controlled, risk-assessed, safe environment, it's so, so impactful. Stuff like getting in that freezing mountain, waterfall, infinity pool, reaching the top of the mountain, no matter how much you are huffing and puffing, as dawn breaks through and lights up the fells and the lakes with that magical, majestic light, sharing something that you are petrified of and receiving nothing but loving support and understanding and being seen in return. And the exhilaration and joy and sheer glee on these women's faces when they bust through and smash the thing. It was, I kept saying that my heart was full the whole way through the retreat because it was so wonderful, such a joy and a privilege to witness. Now, this is really important, but nature abhors a vacuum. And so once that origin story paradigm had been broken, the next step, and this is really, really important where a lot of people go wrong, is to transmute it, to alchemize it, to change it. Because if you don't, you've got that vacuum, and remember, nature abhors a vacuum, all that old crap, or those old behaviors, those old beliefs, those old ways of being, they're going to rush right back in and the cycle perpetuates. And that is where the rewilding, the connection with nature, the warrior queen energy, that's where that comes in to fill that vacuum and permanently change these women to alchemize the origin story paradigm. Now, I'm not going to share what's happened to these women because that's their story to tell. You know, if anybody wants to comment, leave a comment on the recording of this, then that is your choice. But I am not going to share those stories. That's their stories to tell. But our WhatsApp group has been pinging like crazy with real tangible changes that have happened in just the few days since we have returned from retreat. And my heart is full and I am so, so proud of them, so proud of them. And the ripple effect that them activating their rewilding energy is going to have on the world. Now, there is just time to let you know that plans are fully afoot for the next rewilding retreat. It's going to be in autumn 2024. We are off to the Lake District again, and I cannot wait. It is going to be amazing. If you would like to find out more and register your interest at this stage, there is a link in the notes for this conversation to do so. So there we have it. That's all for today. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation. Don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening. In case nobody's told you today, you're awesome. See you next time.